She took us out there to see the lay of the land before the tournament started. And we were standing up on a deck out there, and Gene Saracen and some of the other men, I've forgotten, they were good golfers in that day. And they were standing down there talking, and we could hear them. And I heard Gene Saracen say, they were talking about Bobby Jones' practice round the day before, and said what he came in with, and somebody said who was with him. And Gene Saracen said, if Bobby Jones came back and told me he made it in 64, I would know that that included every time the head of his club touched the ball. Said he doesn't have to have anybody with him. If he tells me he shot a 64 or 66, said whatever he says, I'd believe it. They all respected him highly.
He
died young.
He still is one of the most widely respected men.
Yeah, in the profession. Mm-hmm. Golf is one, all of their players seem to have nice manners. Did you watch it the other day when Nicklaus came in one stroke behind Tom Moskow? Now they're good friends.
Sure.
And they don't ever act ugly with each other.
Both went to the same college, Ohio State, I think.
Yeah, from the same town.
Oh, I didn't.
That's what Weisskopf said, talking to that man, said he's been a good friend, said we're from the same town.
I didn't know that.
But Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer's the one who's made golf a money game.
Sure did.
He still draws a crowd. Mm-hmm.
Even though he doesn't win, it sure does draw
a crowd. He still draws a crowd.
Now the states in the Southeast, where are some of the places in the Southeast that you've been that you were particularly...
We used to go to Atlanta all the time when we were kids. Aunt Mamie used to take us, the one I showed you the picture of. She loved Atlanta, and she used to take us over there. That's one reason I guess I was satisfied to go to Bernal, because we were so close to Atlanta. And we went to Palm Springs. Aunt Mamie took 4 hours to Indians. Wait a minute now. Indian Springs over in Georgia. It's close to Warm Springs, Georgia. The hotel burned down that we stayed in. She took 4 of us, the 3 of us, 3 sisters and 1 cousin, first cousin. And we'd go to Mobile. We went to Mobile on the boat, you know, make a round trip down the river and back, take you a week, because you'd stay in Mobile 2 or 3 days while the boat was being restocked. You know, because they'd feed you 3 good meals a day on the way, you know, going down. We love that. And then I've been in all the states you see except those 6. Florida.
Ever been in South Carolina?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I used to go to North Carolina all the time. And you see, I haven't been to Charleston. That's one place I'm sorry I've never seen.
That's a beautiful town.
It's gorgeous. But went through South Carolina, always going to Asheville. And I've been all over Western North Carolina, which is beautiful. There's nothing prettier. There's nothing prettier anywhere in the world. There are no mountains prettier than those mountains in North Carolina. And the highest part on the Blue Ridge Parkway is in North Carolina.
Where Mount Mitchell and...
Yeah. Mount Mitchell.
I guess the fall colors there.
The fall colors are perfectly beautiful. They have what they call the mountain ash.
Mm-hmm.
And the bloom isn't what's so pretty. It's the berries. Mm-hmm. And from a distance, they look like a tree full of poinsettias. I had to retire from teaching before I could stay up there late enough. They don't come until October. The berries don't come on those ash trees. They have little kind of white blooms on them. But they're not, they're kind of colorless. But the ash, the mountain ash up there, is just, it's prettier, I believe, than the rhododendron.
Oh,